Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hey, Dave Clemens here. I've got Amber Thatcher in studio with me. She's the executive director for City Club of Central Oregon. Their next forum is coming up on the 18th. That's a Thursday, right?
Yep.
September 18th, Thursday, 2025 Oregon Legislative Review. And this is a popular one.
Yeah, we are really excited about it. I don't know. Recently, we haven't done something like this. And a lot of, you know, people do legislative previews ahead of the state legislative session. But we took the turn of we want to see what happened in Salem and hear from our state legislators here in Central Oregon about what were some of the outcomes that will be impacting Central Oregon out of the legislative session. What were some of the challenges they faced and really just to hear kind of more about the process.
Okay. And we've already got people from our legislature. They're going to be there.
Yep. So our confirmed speakers for this one are Senator Broadman, Senator McLean, Representative Levy, and Representative Kropf. So we have a great representation from both the House and Senate, from both parties. So it should be a really insightful discussion, hearing from both sides of the aisles, again, about kind of the successes that came out of the session, what maybe didn't happen during the session that we were expecting to happen. We also want to take this opportunity to help people better understand what the legislative process is. We're not going to focus just on the outcomes, but we want to talk about, you know, how do organizations or people in Central Oregon work with their state representatives to, you know, make changes that they want to see happen. So we're going to dive into a little bit of the process and hear directly from the legislators about what it's like from their perspective. And we're also going to look at 2026. So, you know, they're still in session. They have a special session coming up on the 17th to discuss the transportation bill, but we're already going to ask them what they're thinking about for 2026, what their priorities are going to be, what they want to focus on, and give the audience, you know, a chance to share their voices with the legislators as well.
Your forums cover so many different topics, and I know you guys pride yourself on the fact that the idea is civil dialogue and all that. I would imagine this one would be one of the more challenging forums to keep civil.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. We're not looking for a debate. You know,
right?
We're not, you know, looking to really stoke the fire.
Sure.
We want to make this a space that everybody can feel comfortable to ask questions and, you know, ask challenging questions and give our representatives and give our community members a chance to, you know, voice their opinions and voice their approach to things. So we don't ever like aspire for that like fiery, you know,
right,
you know, all out, you know, debate or whatever. But we really want to make this a space that you can hear different perspectives, you can hear different ideas, you can hear, like I said, from both sides of the aisle, to really get a better sense of where people are coming from within our community, and you know, what are some of the things that our state legislators are doing to help Central Oregon?
Sure.
How, you know, they partner with each other. There was the Central Oregon Caucus that came out this year where I believe it was Senator Broadman and Senator Breeze Iverson joined forces to really help represent Central Oregon in a more broad perspective. So I think this is just a great opportunity and a great venue for just that open dialogue.
If people want to go to this thing, what do they need to do?
Yep. So we just ask that people register. We are anticipating a full house. We have about 180 people registered already, which is super exciting. So we ask people to register in advance, although we can accommodate a few walk-ins. The website is cityclubco.org, and they'll find a registration link and all different price points depending on if you're a City Club member or not, want lunch, don't want lunch. So we try to make it as accessible to everybody as possible. And we do offer scholarships or reduced registration fees for those for whom the financial cost of attending is a burden. We've received several grants from local organizations to be able to make that happen. So We don't want to discourage people from attending because there is a cost to it. So people can reach out if that is the case, and we have means to make it accessible to everybody.
Okay, wonderful. I like having you in to tell us about these forums that are coming up. So you keep coming in, okay?
I will. We have a lot of good stuff on the horizon. We're already planning into 2026, and that'll be... we have a lot of interesting things on the horizon. So I hope everybody can make it to a forum.
Great. Okay, give us the website one more time, Amber.
Cityclubco.org.
Been talking to Amber Thatcher. She's the Executive Director for City Club of Central Oregon. And nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.